Good morning, it's James Lake with the latest. It looks like last year's horror flu season scared all of Australia into being better prepared this year, with far fewer people dying in 2018. There were 73 influenza deaths this year, but that's compared to more than 1,100 in 2017. Canberra says those stats show that vaccinations do work to protect the public. An executive from Guide Dogs Victoria has admitted to stealing more than $200,000 from right under the Seeing Eye Dog charity's nose. Sandro Serrani has pleaded guilty to three charges after taking cash to renovate his home, as well as rack up huge bills on corporate credit cards and fill his car with petrol. While the cash has been repaid, he'll be sentenced before the end of the month. And you'll have to really crank up the volume just for this one, but for the first time ever, we can hear what it's like on Mars. Overnight, NASA released audio sent back from its new InSight lander. It's the sound of the Martian winds. The Aussies resume at 7 for 191, heading into day 3 of the first test against India at the Adelaide Oval. Our boys have struggled against India's bowlers, though. Ravi Ashwin, the best with 3 wickets. To the A-League, and it looks like no end to the horror season start for Central Coast, with marquee Ross McCormack to see a surgeon for his knee injury. He missed their past two games, including last night's 2-0 loss to Western Sydney. Hockey World Cup reigning champs, the Kookaburras, have thrashed China 11-0 in our final group game in India, only narrowly missing a World Cup record. And Australia's been top-seeded in the Women's Soccer World Cup and could face Brazil, the Netherlands or Japan in the group stage. The Matildas were placed in pot one overnight with France, the US, Germany, England and Canada. The group stage draw will happen today. The tournament kicks off in Paris on June 7.